Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. Do you get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane? No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from your back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats, too much friction they snap. K-Wild spit on the trap, if you see run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Productions, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Listening. This is Chalk Mommy and I'm doing my show today and I'm tired. I know. Like, what the hell? Yes, a bitch is chilling. I had a long day, long night, and all that good shit. I'm about to bring in Mr. GA. We have IM DJ Aaron coming on, but he ain't emailed me the tracks like he was supposed to, so I'm just going to run with what I got and do it, make it do what it do. So hold on. I'm going to bring in Mr. GA. Oh, man, I'm so fucking tired. I know y'all ain't used to me sounding like this, so, you know, y'all will be all right. Hey, Mr. GA.
Yo, Chalk, you sound like shit, yo. You sound like shit, baby. For real, what's happening?
Nothing. I can't be hanging out all night. That's what that is.
Like, I mean, Dan, you cut the show. You cut the show short last night. You cut us at the half, at the knees last night. The show. We had no after party on the show. I'm going to bed, you lying ass.
I said I had things to do. I'm saying because you know, Big Cat Records is having a big ass showcase here next Sunday,
okay.
And I'm helping the promoter. So one of Big Cat's representatives is up here this weekend. So he wanted to meet with me because they gave him the number. So it's like I'm feeding off his schedule last night.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, that's why a bitch is tired. Then I have to meet with the promoter today so I can start running everything on the internet. It's going to be not a deal or no deal. People are paying $75 for single acts. For groups of two, it's $125, and an additional $25 for each additional person after that. And the winner gets a developmental album deal.
Okay.
So they're bringing two of their artists up. Freaky Zeke and 730 is going to be in the building. Fucking Big Cat Records is going to be in the building. Chalk Mommy is going to be in the building. And, you know, it's going to be a chance for all of us to actually meet. And it felt really good last night because I never knew who this person was. I knew who the other four guys was. They was like, yeah, I've heard so much about you. I'm like, what? I was like, wow.
She's
like, yeah,
bro.
I even heard about your site. I was like, damn it, Image. She's like, yeah. I was like, Image can recite every fucking video on my site.
Wow. Wow, get out of here. That's crazy. He was on it,
yeah.
Huh?
Because they want to give up the number. I was like, wow, that's crazy. It's business. I was like, but when we met, he even heard the boys' mixtape. He liked it. Because, you know, Big Cat contacted them 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
Because, you know, he wants to do some business with them. So, you know, my babies was excited and stuff. So we had a good time. I'm paying for it right now. My head hurts. I'm drinking a Mountain Dew. The DJ didn't send me his tracks. I'm just all fucked up today.
Well, you sound like you are, too.
Because I woke up at 1-something.
Oh, damn.
That's what that is. I woke up at 1-something. And I'm normally a morning person.
I will tell you what. Play this song and get you crunk, all right? Play this song. Play my song, y'all.
How the fuck is your song gonna get me crunk?
Yo,
any fucking way.
Come on, Flash, get you crunk. Yo, we had a ball last night on the show. That shit was funny as hell, yo. And that shit real good. That shit was funny. You had a good time.
So what? I know. Did you talk to your dude? I'm playing your song, but did you talk to your dude?
Oh, Jay, yo, he was like, yo, man, yo, that shit won't get me in trouble. We were like, nah, man. I said, that shit's cool. He was like, you know, I don't want to be out there cussing on the radio. I was like, nah, you good. He was like, okay.
He don't
want to like,
cuss on the radio, but he's going to
they run the road like crazy. They only look crazy out there on the road talking crazy.
Man,
that's the old school compared to new school. New school, they don't give a fuck. Old school, they still like tracking their reputation tight, you feel me?
Man, if anything, it's going to make bitches be like, they going to want to go out and see. Because, shit, when he come here in September, I don't pay for concerts. I don't go to concerts. But I'll pay to go support them and see if I see a big print in his old tight-ass silhouette pants he going to be wearing.
Nigga don't wear no silhouette pants, girl. He don't wear that kind of shit. That's the other one wear that kind of, that's expo that kind of shit, not Grand. Grand keep the fly shit on. You talking about X. X for that dumb shit, not Grand.
Oh, one of them, the dark skin one, look like he could be related to you. Are y'all cousins or something?
Nah, no relation. Everybody was
saying, okay,
that's
saying,
your brother?
He just, yeah, y'all look like y'all could be related. I'm not saying he ugly or nothing like that. I was like, damn. You know, when y'all hate. Yeah, no, I'm just saying, he's not ugly, so, you know,
nah.
You know, every time
I mean, ain't nobody in that crew ugly, I'm saying, I roll with, my crew ugly punk. Shit, we never ugly in my crew, we had a tight crew, you know what I mean?
A tight crew.
Yeah, we had a tight crew, yeah, ain't none of us ugly in that moment.
A tight crew.
Then you hear the song says, there's four of us and we're all good looking. It's like, I added that into it.
You know what? You and your retarded ass friends, co-workers, whatever the hell you want to call them, old heathens.
You stupid, yo. You retard.
Heathens. That's exactly what the hell y'all are. So what I'm going to do is play your damn song. And
hopefully
my headache will go away. I doubt it, but yeah. Here we go. Dope Boys, Mike Bless, Frisco, Ball
Mike
Greasy.
Mike Bless, it's Frisco, Ball Greasy.
YMCMB, Po' Boy.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy is cold.
Yeah. I usually break her up a little bit. Shorty love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Putting down when I interstate, break it down, sell a shake, move a block, cook a zip, bring it back, hope you flip, meet with Poppy, take a trip, in a minute I'm a touchdown, I just might break off, we might just ride tsunamis, low main with the white sauce, I come through white Porsche, white rims, white seats, YSL, t-shirt, Laguna Beach, beef and jeans. Dope boy, and so is all my homeboys, all us get that money, ho, no matter what it costs, we pay for it. another shipment. I'm always about my business.
Ooh,
bitch.
Every time I touch down,
the toast boy
and girl. I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Clean coke in my plug bag. I was down to my last onion and fiends coming to my nervous bag. My LT, my road dog. We was always selling, yeah. Some niggas got locked up. Some niggas moved to the A. Good girl, I paid her tuition, her car note. Season her belly, but couldn't give her my heart, though. In love with this hustling. Chevy's on them 100 spokes. Tickets on that white girl. I get it for the low. Mike bless my ad lib. My ad lib. Way my goons at. Get it how you live. Dope boy, Nickelback's the bricks. If you're getting money, tell her this.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy in town.
I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Getting money, we stay fly. We fuck good and we make smile. Top down, but we ride around. Yeah. Them trade with the candy paint. Let them hit the weed and let them hit the train. Break them off and keep them straight. And when it's time to leave, she won't be stay. But she understand that I gotta grind. And she don't never interfere when I'm out here getting mine. She hate it when I leave, though. But she know I'm about this cheese, though. So she let the keys go, believe her. I'ma take you back when I rush. At the table, we bagging up. My last quarter, I had to flush. Closed lips and you kept it shut. Yo, income tax and you gave me that. The whole check, I said, bounce back. I fucks with your heart, babe. Just yeah. No believe it.
Every time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Wow. Yes. You know what? I gotta play Drug Money. That's not my favorite, but that's my new favorite hot shit right there. Drug Money. Fourth Drop Entertainment.
I got 100 loads coming and it coming by boat. I don't ride a pickup shit, I'd rather it float. Man, my shit so pure, it make you see dope. It got sparks in it, water like it's straight from the coast. Drug money ain't shit if you blowin' it fast. And 9 times out of 10, I ain't frontin' that hat. Lil Daddy D.A., you can call me what you feel. I ain't picking up a phone, I get you 30 years. I got 100 birds coming and some niggas are feds. I try to duck and get away cause I'm trouble ahead. I got drug money coming. I got drug money coming. Watching my range, show stopping black mobbing, nigga better little change. got a little change, you can get a whole thing.
I got 100 birds coming and some niggas and feds. I try to duck and get away till it's trouble.
I got drug money coming.
What?
I got drug money coming.
What?
20,000 for a brick and it's tempo I have. And I'm taxing up three if you can't get it fast. I got drug money coming.
What?
I got drug money coming.
What?
Every day, man. Support that real shit, man. All my niggas on lock. Free everybody, man. Nigga, we do not condone snitching, nigga. Nigga, you take your time like a man. So when you find it, we'll lay you down. Drug money coming. What? Drug money coming. What?
Man, that's my shit. That's like one of them. Drug money. Fourth Drop Entertainment. Yeah. Let me see. You know I'm going to play. What the hell is it? I'm trying to find it. Last week, remember when Baby Bash was on? And was playing, what the hell was it? I'm back. Baby, I'm back by Baby Bash.
Tell me what I gotta do.
Baby Bash. Baby, I'm back. That beat right there is so, like, laid back in the person.
That's real laid
singing.
Back. Real
yeah,
laid back.
Like, he like make that music, like, if you don't smoke, you want to smoke.
For real, right?
You're like, take this to the head, or let me smoke my black and mild.
Take it to the head.
Yeah, well, fuck, you don't know nothing about taking that to the head. When I see you, I'm going to take it to your head. How about that?
Set your ass up, punk.
Whatever. Oh, matter of fact, I got to give people your numbers because Sean, I talked to him last night. He most definitely wants to link with you. He has a lot of clubs that we can hit up. And Hollywood, I need to give you their number, his number as well, so y'all can link because they are ready to meet you and get some work in.
Let's do it then. You know we do it. Let's get it.
Yeah, especially with you doing your photography and you shoot the girls and get your work in the magazine.
Let's do it then. I'm down with that.
Yeah. I ain't even going to charge you no finder's fee. Because then it'd just be a whole nother issue with you.
There you go.
I don't know why, but it would. So, you know, just to keep it out the way and keep it kosher, then, you know, I'll just leave it as it is. You know what? Let me see. You know what? I feel like something laid back. I'm going to play some Lazy Bone. Air Night.
Hey, I'ma ride with you, baby girl, what it's gonna be. You ain't gotta worry about a thing.
Fall on fight with the mother sweat. I ain't the type to gon' take it in. Love to the heart, but I keep it split. Only gon' show you how much I care. Open the doors, let pull up your chair. Yeah, baby, I be on my A game. You feeling the vibe, you know what's real. Every time I keep it the same way. She be doing her own thing, independent and hard working. That's why I do extras with it. She feel good, so it's all worth it. When I say she's specially gifted, every move she make is rhythmic. Gotta follow her melody. Every step she takes, make you feel it. Every chick you just wanna ride with. Hit the highway, lay, get high with. Spend all night. Get live with that Bonnie and Clyde shit. She worried when I'm in these streets. Don't worry when I'm home at night. Give a damn if it's 6 in the morning. Better be home before she start yawning. Never do I disappoint her. Call me Mr. Put It On Her. I be feeling like the Ivy Brothers. Between the sheets, that's where I join her. I'ma give it to you how you want it. Every night be a golden moment. Girl, you got me in your corner. Ride or die, a real soldier for you.
Ride with you, baby girl, what it's gonna be. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. Tell me what's gonna be.
Talk, let's figure it out. Got a nigga think about settling down. Keep it real with a nigga and she ride for me. Always gotta keep my girl around. And we smoke a pound and she roll it up. Shawty be on that gang shit. My girl do it with no hands. That Wale, why go flock of shit? Fuck with them hate no say about you. Cause I see so much good in you. Know I'ma have that ass sprung soon as I put my wood in you. More than my girl cause she my homie. And you can trust me cause I'm loyal. You my one and only girl. And when you feeling lonely, all you gotta do is call.
I keep it fresh, it goes back. Go ahead and hit the mall. Whatever's left over from what you bought, just keep it out. It ain't nothing to a ball of fire. Summer, spring, and fall. Shout it, you can have it all.
She sent me new pictures to my cell phone. Texting me, wishing that I was home. But I'm on a paper chase, I'll be back in a while. And yeah, I know it's tough for now, but I need you to hold me down.
I'ma hold it down, do the best I can.
You can get it right now. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it right now. You can get you. You can get it. You can get it right now. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it right now. You can get it right now.
How many niggas can really say they got a woman that's really gon' hold them down. When the shit get thick, she can hold the crowd, risking it when we be rolling around. Cause I got a rep for ballin', so all of these niggas be plotting. She keep it cocky, she watching, so I keep the score rotten. Every day we be out here shopping, y'all, she be trying to break my pocket. She know my money too long for all of that, baby, need to stop it. Got me feeling like, how did I get this one, but she's so damn sexy. On the border of being possessive, tell a soldier up and get aggressive. Cause that's how she respect it. She like that thuggish, rubbish, bone, bone. Just can't wait to get home. Although she fuss and argue of all the petty things, I never pay no mind. Girl, I give you anything. I'm gonna hold you down.
You can get it every night. He made that song for his wife because she could get it every night.
Yeah, right. That one for his wife.
Yeah.
That's while I'm broad.
Yeah.
Straight.
Tell you better shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
He coming on at the end of the month.
That's good, then. Well, I'm asking the same question. Who'd you make that song for? He's going to say for all them bitches in the street watch.
He's going to say for his wife when he be out on tour.
He gonna say nah, all them broad. He gonna say all them broads are on the road. They've been banging out, knocking off. Watch. He gonna tell you.
Whatever.
Now listen,
he's
now you already know the real shit come on the Chalk Mommy show. Like everybody last night found out. Listen to me. Everybody found out that you used to fuck your pillow. You know what I'm saying? On the show last night, that came out of nowhere.
No,
fuck
kiss
your
my pillow.
No,
kiss
you said fuck
pillow.
Your pillow. You said to hump my pillow. You freaky ass. You used to fuck your pillow, yo. You said that last night on the show.
You know what? Shut the fuck
yes,
up. Nobody asked
yeah.
you nothing. Hey, nobody asked you nothing. I don't even want to talk to you. You know what?
You have to. I'm your baby, so there.
You know, whatever. I'm getting a new baby. I'm about to bring Kayla in and put her on. So she
oh,
get
shit.
Old.
What's up, Kayla?
She
be fussing, boy, for real. That's my baby.
Oh, yeah, her new word or her new sentence is hot as fuck.
What? Oh, shit, hot as fuck. Oh, I'm going to chop her up for that one.
Yeah, hot as fuck, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm, hot as fuck.
You know
well,
what
man,
I mean?
So Junior came back, right? He's back?
Yeah, Junior been back. He just jet lagged. He been sleeping
tired.
A lot. I'm like, damn, nigga, you called me more and your fat ass was out of town.
Yeah, the white girls got him fucked up. He lied away.
Nah, that he was like, just that motherfucker ain't getting no sleep. You can't
well,
sleep calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock in the morning. Then you getting up. He said he'll sleep for 4 hours, get up and go back to gamble, play, have a good time. I'm like, ain't
man.
That a bitch? Must be nice. I want to be like him when I grow up.
Yeah, he got it going on. He keep it moving, though. It's my man. Keep it moving for real.
He ain't your damn man.
Yeah, that's my
Stop
man.
Stop lying. My brother don't know you.
You crazy. I mean, yo, you see, you look, I called your brother. He came through. We rolled out. Had my business. We is out. You feel me? You saw what happened, nigga. We came and got your
oh,
little
yeah,
punk ass.
Oh, yeah, I heard something you said last night, you old dirty motherfucker.
What'd
oh,
I say?
You fucks your models. You fuck them all. You nasty.
Yo, what you talking about?
You is nasty.
Yo,
that is
get
so
out
nasty.
Of here, yo. I didn't say that. Play that
you
shit
didn't? Oh, yeah,
you
play
stupid.
That shit back, all right? You is nasty.
Yo,
mm-hmm.
I said when I first started out, I said, it's always fuck my models. That's what I said. I don't continue.
That's a damn shame.
I mean, if they want it, I give it to them. They want it from the gate, so hell, you can't deprive them. They want it. You know that, child. Stop playing. You know that.
For real?
Yeah, for real. You know for real. You was a model at mm-hmm. first, and I was like, nah, she too cool. I can't keep her on a model tip. She too cool. You feel
mm-hmm.
me?
mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever, cock blocker. I still remember. Motherfucker wants a pussy that bad. They're going to have to drive for it. What? Wow, that's how we do it is?
You stupid. Keep your ass way on your side. Other side of town.
That's a fucking shame.
Shit,
that is
business.
A damn shame.
It's always business, you know what I'm saying? Always business, never personal.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, if you say so.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Always business, never personal.
It's nothing personal?
Mm-mm, always business. Always business. You find you are dead to the world, nigga. Dead to the world. Dude, what you fuck last night or something happened?
What?
You fuck
come
last
on
night?
Now.
You dead to the world, nigga, for real.
Guys, man. Look, you know, like, when I'm passionate about something or whatever and I'm clicking, like, time will just fucking go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like up. Talking, getting history on Big Cat Records and everything like that, then talking about my boys and talking about, you know, Black Magic, rest in peace, you know, different things.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So it's just, you know, yeah. And then trying to get this showcase together.
That'd be good. So, all right, so basically I'm saying, so with the whole showcase thing with the Pretty Pussy contest, that my man would be the guy who, what's the Hollywood, right, with his magazine?
Uh-huh.
Would be his magazine?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, okay, now the other one has, it's like they all got their own little magazines. They got several different publications. They got one called The Pole, no, Extreme. And it's about, you know, hitting on the pole, some shit like that.
Okay.
I mean, it's like so many different concepts they got going on and whatnot. And shit, they all about money and putting money in your pocket. And they both love me. Like, Sean was like, he was just calling in just to hear the interview. But he said the conversation was so good that he had to get in it. And I like when you hear shit that I make you want to jump in.
Right.
Because you can't just be on my show and not say shit.
Yeah, he was on there for real talking. He was talking about
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, and he wasn't ugly. And he was like, man, I can't wait. Man, should I say whatever the fuck I want to on my show?
Yep, that's your show.
Then somebody hit me up on Twitter. They want to do a story on me. You know, they have a blog talk radio show, over 20,000 listeners.
Yo, tell us, please interview me for your ass, please, all right?
Huh?
Tell us, please interview me about you, all right? I give them all the rundown on your ass, the whole, the inside, outside scoop on your ass show. The real
man,
truth, the
up.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth about your black ass. I
man,
got
anyway,
you.
Let me see if this is a DJ, because I don't got time to listen to you and your little black-ass New York
fuck
tale.
You.
Fuck a Bronx
fuck
story.
You.
Your fucking
fuck you.
Brooklyn lies.
I'm going to tell you everything about you.
You still telling lies to me.
About your little fake ass in the bed, can't take no dick. Oh, I'm sorry. Next caller. My fault. Next caller.
You know what? Fuck you. How about that? I take what I need to take.
Yeah,
now I'm like
right.
fucking crippled. 312, you all there.
You know, what's good?
Hey,
good?
I'm mad at
what's
you.
Good? Why are you mad at
I'm
me?
I'm mad at you. Good.
You can't be mad
Get
at
what?
Me, man. You can't be mad at me.
Who can't?
You. You can't be mad at me. I'm perfect.
I don't have your mixes.
Why don't you have my mix? I sent them last night.
Nah, boo-boo.
I sent them last night. It says sent.
Well, it ain't in the inbox.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to owe you like three of them.
Man, I tell you, leave a man to do a woman's job, boy. Men can't do
nothing
right.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
All y'all can do is half-ass fuck, and that's it.
Half-ass? Who? Who is y'all?
You and Mr. G.A. Yo, don't pay no mind, man. Right,
don't pay no mind, man. She
he better pay me hell of mine.
She delirious, yo. She had no rest, yo.
She's crazy.
She had bad dick all night, yo.
She
had bad dick all night, that's all. She had bad dick all night. She delirious.
Oh, man. Y'all wild on here.
And I'm mad at all these motherfuckers that said they was going to do Twit After Dark and they didn't do it. So just for that, I took my head game video off. I took it down. I got called gross and cheesy. And I thought that shit was funny for the simple fact this motherfucker used to send me videos of him jacking his dick and wanted me to listen to him come. So what's cheesy and gross? A fat bastard calling me to get off or me doing what I do with somebody I'm involved with? And then he went as far as to say that shit is not professional. I guess the video, bitch, it ain't got to be professional when it's personal.
Hmm.
So his fat ass got blocked. I don't got time for that bullshit. Miss me with that bullshit. If you live a good life and you're up there with Jesus and God, then you can look down on me. But when you calling my phone, sending me pictures of your fat, two-tone color dick, don't say shit to me on Twitter. Please don't say shit to me on Twitter. And when you can't send a picture of your whole body in one picture, don't try to down-talk me on Twitter. That means your fat ass need to lose weight. Whenever you take a picture and the whole picture, your whole body can't fit into the screen, regardless of how far back you take the picture, shut the fuck up to me. Mm. Now, that's my public service announcement.
I can't even speak on that one. I can't speak on that one. Because y'all females do the same shit. Y'all be taking pictures from 70 pounds ago, and then y'all put your pictures up on Facebook and Twitter and tag everybody in it. Well, we all know you don't look nothing like that. So before you go on talking about what these niggas do, y'all need to talk about what y'all do. 75 pounds ago.
But I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain, and that's not right, but that's not me. I've been the same weight forever, except for when I came home from doing my first bid 10 and a half months in the county, and I gained 30 pounds, and a bitch was super thick, because my weight goes from my ass down to my legs. I have 4 kids, and my waist is 27, so that's not me. So I can't relate to that. I don't have to use somebody else's picture to make a motherfucker want to talk to me. Maybe I need to use somebody else's picture to make motherfuckers leave me the fuck alone. Maybe I need to do that.
Don't do that. Put the block up. Put the block up. That's all you need to do. Put the block up.
Yeah. Maybe I'll use Mr. GA's picture and throw a wig on and say that's me.
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
Hey, I heard that bullshit, Chuck. You better stop playing. Little black tar baby. You better stop playing. Little black ass though. You know, I know she black. Yo, I know a person, yo. In the morning time, yo, that's a motherfucker to fuck with, yo. Trust me.
You keep fucking with me, I'm going to go find you a bitch to look like Rick Ross.
Hey, yo.
Right on up.
You stupid, yo.
Big teeth.
You real stupid.
Big ass, big stomach, big head, big beard.
She got issues, for real.
And when she raps, she gonna be like, she thinks she Nicki Minaj or Big Kim, just swinging on the pole, hallelujah. She gonna be the female version of Rick Ross. And she gonna be looking for Mr. GA. Then she gonna have DJ Ron, DJ Aaron spin her music so she can get on the pole and see what kind of damage she can do.
No, I don't do them parties, man.
Yeah,
not no ugly bitches like that. I don't do no shit like that.
ugly bitches got money.
You right, but that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Hey, you are a DJ, and they're hiring you to do a service. So it shouldn't matter what the fuck they look like as long as their money is good and you got your counterfeit 10 with you and you mark them bills.
You right. You right, but she ain't going to be dancing on me.
Why not, boo-boo?
She ain't going to be dancing on me because I don't keep no bogus bitches like that. You ain't going to catch DJ A-Ron out nowhere with no bogus bitch doing nothing, ever.
Man, your name is DJ I Run Through Big Hoes. Shut up.
you got the game all messed up.
It's okay, boo-boo. I mean, I understand. Shit like that happens.
Just because you out there going, don't mean everybody out there going.
Man, I only leave my house twice a week, if that. I'm a homebody. I stay away from the public. The public scares me because there's too many men like you and Mr. GA in the world, so I'm safe in the house. So then I don't have to worry about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about security, none of that. No, I stay in the house. Like, nah, I'm good. I sit here. Live perfect in the internet world and everything like that.
Well, my man on the line said you ain't got to stay in. All you got to do is just wear your face outside and you straight.
That motherfucker lying. Don't believe him. That's just a perfect example of how men lie. Lie all the fucking time. Y'all lie like carpet. That's what y'all do. I don't know who y'all is,
but A-Ron don't get down like that.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen anything on Twitter. I don't see no dick references coming across my timeline about you or none of that shit.
Well, because my girls know to keep they know to keep their mouth shut. Don't nobody need to know about what I'm doing.
Really?
Nobody needs to know about what I'm doing.
So you keep
their mouth closed. You keep their mouth closed. Everything else fall in line. When one woman open her mouth, that's it. Game's all. It's done. It's done. It's done at that point.
But you know it can work. You know, one woman open her mouth, she can say the right thing, and then boom, they can take you to the next level of fucking.
What you understand is that it's not about the talking, it's about the doing. Females see other females and what their life is like, and they fall in line like dominoes. They fall in line, and then everything works to your advantage anyway. Because if a woman see a woman doing good and a man doing for a woman, and she knows, women know, y'all know when another female getting fucked, right? Y'all know that. Y'all know. So, rest of it fall in line.
Yeah, now, see, I'm not the average woman. I wouldn't give a fuck about what the next chick got going on. If her husband or her man fucking her good and treating her good, good. It's about motherfucking time. Me, I'm good. I do what I do. But I understand what you're saying because that's what men, when you start talking about how good the pussy is, and then you know, motherfuckers start doubling back.
You're right. That's why I keep it quiet.
Man, please. You can keep it quiet all you want to. A bitch can look at you and see how you walk and tell if you got some good dick and if she want to fuck you or not.
I don't know about all that because I've seen many females walk the walk. They walk the walk. They can dance. They do all that hips whining on the dance floor with the reggae, all of that. And then next thing you know, she like a 16-year-old schoolgirl from back in high school. Y'all just left out of class, and she can't do nothing. So, you know, I don't know about all that.
I mean, she may have just met a seasoned man that just knew more and had a big dick, and he knew how to work it. That does happen. But I agree with you. Not all dancers can fuck.
Yeah. They be acting like it. They be acting like look good, dancing good, body whining, and don't have a clue of what to do.
because it's that fucking image that, like, when dudes see a bitch dancing on the pole and shit like that, be like, oh, shit, I know she going to work that ass on my dick or blah, blah, blah. And then, I mean, because you got to think about it, they're there to sell you a fantasy. So the fantasy even includes thinking that they can fuck. That's like with a male stripper. All that shit he be doing and the big old dick print and the tight ass briefs. You don't know if that dick is his or not. If he got that motherfucker folded up, then when y'all get behind closed doors, the motherfucker dick gonna be small, or you ain't his cup of tea because he probably like a nigga. So, you know, it's like, it's just the entertainment industry is fucked up. You got some real ones like myself that keep it real.
Who classifies you as real? Because I ain't really seen nothing come by, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter either. You know what I'm saying about you. You were talking about what A-Ron do. I ain't seen, you know what I'm saying, too much come by through what you doing.
Oh, you just jumped on board. My website speaks for itself. I have a nice following. I've been doing what I've been doing for over a year. I mean, I'm a baby, but motherfuckers respect me and they like my swag. I'm open and honest about my lifestyle, and I don't have a problem sharing my lifestyle with my public, with my following and my fans. Like last night, Twitter After Dark put a video up of me sucking a dick. It's nothing.
Oh yeah, she sucked dick on the air now. She fucked too on the air. So, I mean, she got some clout now. She got some background.
And I'm fucked on the air, so yeah.
She go hard in the paint, man. She go real hard, man. Real hard.
Hey, listen.
Hey, Chuck, your next video should be, you going hard, right? Sucking the dick, right? And one nigga, nothing in your mouth. Just kind of pull it out and just let it just, like, run all down your the back of your throat. You know what I'm saying?
I don't taste it. It just go right on
the
down.
The back of your throat.
Bro, you stupid.
Nasty ass. Yeah, yo, son, she go hard, though, for real. She go hard.
You nasty.
Mommy. Yeah, she got some history, dog. A lot of history, yo. She good people, though. Good people. She keep it real. She don't lie. A lot of females lie about how good shit is, what they do and don't do, but she backs her shit up for real. I can be a witness to that.
All right. No doubt.
You know what I mean?
I'm like one of the last of the Mohicans.
On this talk right here, we'll laugh and joke and diss. You tell him, saying, like, I might say she got some whack ass pussy and the head is bullshit, but that's just all in fun and games, though. But real talk, she do her thing, though, for real. Real talk, she handle business for real. You know what I mean? I respect her in that manner of her sexual side being, I'm saying, behind closed doors, she's a mad, mad freak. When doors open, she about her B.I., and I respect that in her. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, she's good people, yo. Good people.
Just for that, I have to play my song, Work Off, because, man, I'm going to have to go work something off today. Ooh.
I'm trying to get a head job for that motherfucking statement. Shit.
Oh, you're so fucking crazy. See, if I give you head for that statement, then I'll be a paymaster, and never am I that. So.
You're a paymaster, for real.
Nah, I'm about to be a playmaster and play my damn song. Work off.
This is a banger.
DJ Junior, my DJ, nigga.
Motherfuck that trap shit. I do that shit on every song.
Go pound, BSM, nigga, all day.
I still got them bad packs inside a minivan. Brick fair in a cab, I don't give a damn. Sold 25 bowls as of last week. I like to stack my money up like ground beef. Over the stove with the whipping, man, I'm like a kid. Had that bitch back flipping like a white jet. So Weezy told me go hard, go raw. I'm from Stepmom, you know that I'ma go raw. Give a damn about a bitch, I don't act soft. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. How we make sales, we don't need guns. We already got your kids and your loved ones. Blowing on that orange kush, call that bitch Kathy. Usually riding in a caddy, smoking granddaddy. Acapella for a minute, I can give it to you. Got 100 birds coming, I can see this. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We the niggas that really get the work off. get the bags off. I got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't have a track, nigga, this is how I live.
Backwoods got a nigga leaning sideways. 38 when I'm riding on the highways. Brick stacks and trailer trucks, I don't fuck with it. In 09, I thought I was gonna do it big. Anything you could imagine, the square was white. Front of the OGs had a cane white. Nah, 2011, now this ain't a dream. Jumped off the front porch with two things, a boa cushion, a 38. Six bullets for any nigga who ain't got their mind straight. I bring issues, ambulance and white sheets. Chalk out and family crying and praying priests. OTs overseas blowing OGs. OTs got me iced up from being me. Counting cheese for 4 weeks from this dope gang. And I'm cooking up a classic with this white cane.
We niggas down. Really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. Even niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Man, we them niggas that really get that work off. I'm talking about 08, nigga, take them back to Bonanza. I'm talking about moving 4 to 5 units a day. No, I'm taking it back to 09, nigga. I'm talking about BEs, nigga. Breaking and entering, y'all know what that means. O's, nigga, quarters. I even had the dimes on deck. No, I'm taking back to 011. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6. Nigga, copping them, nigga. Breaking them down, splitting them. Passing them out in school, I'm doing this shit. Nigga, I even got phone calls. Nigga, niggas know I'm really out here getting it, man. Free Big Meek, free J-Bo, free Blue Da Vinci. He'll be home soon. Man, free good weed, dog. Free the mob, nigga. We still out here. Be a mess a lot.
Oh, my goodness. I love that song. I really love that song. Like, for real. I love it. 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 Whew. That shit just gets me in the mood. Now, I got to pay this crazy rapper right here because he just cracks me up because he's so fucking real. What is it, 40 Glock, One Day at a Time?
I'm a diamond in the rough that can't stop my shine. You can hustle all you want, you can't outrun mine. That's a homie goofin' break, I heard it through that vine. You want beef, bring steak, I don't fuck with swine. I'ma beat some line, I'ma truth, you just lying. This is 34 blitz, ball the block, I keep trying. Keep a nice piece of iron, baby, even when I'm riding. Cause everywhere lately been a whole lot of dying. I ain't the educated, 40 still a rider. Premeditated, generated me a real scholar. Been investigated, interrogated, hunted and bothered. Still keep it burning, better than my wasting problem. Been the same hood, nigga, round the way since the minor. Ending out from steel gates for pitching that product. I'm still the same old way. I'ma do what I gotta. Still a beautiful day. Hakuna Matata. Dropping. As long as I'm alive, them bottles gon' keep popping. Taking it one day at a time, but see what we're copying. Better read between the lines, the streets are watching. They say I got it popping, but it's not to my knowledge. Some say I'm like a prophet, I just say what I'm watching. My homies told me 40 carefully, say this is blocking. Rather see me dead or broke, with lint in my pockets. Rather see me sitting in coke, getting indicted. I'm a dynamite stick, and I'm licking ignited. My fuse is running short, my pace is tied. Fuck holding my tongue.
Fuck being quiet.
Send a message to the youth, watch them kick up a ride. I'm a walking living proof, a product of violence. No one is dead or alive, rather dead than alive. Got a problem when you see me looking dead in my eyes. Buses I despise, bust on them for exercise. I'll lead you be your guide if you really wanna ride. Put the pistol to your dome if you really wanna die. They think I'm off my mind cause my mind is touched the sky. But really I can see and they vision is shut blind. My premonition yelling, telling me I'm finna die. Just got another felony case, another crime. Living life two-stepping, one day at a time.
Bye. one day at a time. I see dope girl Kimmy, and she say she is tipsy in the afternoon. That's my kind of feeling. She always, man, you know what? I think when I come down there on Labor Day weekend, I was going to get her some Busta Pussies or whatever. But you know what? Hanging out with her getting drunk, bums tend to want to kiss on my legs and shit, and I can't contain myself, and I'm violent and everything. So I'm gonna have to pass on getting drunk with her and just drink Kool-Aid.
Yes, I get it in. So
I bet you do. So
dope girl Kimmy, what's happening, baby?
Hey, who's that?
Come on now, stop playing. What show you on now?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Right, get it right now. You on the right show now.
Oh, sorry. What's going on?
You ain't see who it was, though. Who you think it is?
Oh, man. Sounds like Mr. G.A.
That's your boy. You got it right. Come on, girl.
Has anybody heard from Princess Nay?
I have not. No. I'm supposed to be down in Charlotte with her, but
she
didn't work
in church,
out.
Yo.
Huh?
She in church.
Nah, I'm great. Call her, cause that helper got rescued. Somebody, they sent that number to the dude to rescue her last night.
I don't know. Charlotte's. It's a different kind of city. You know what I mean?
Charlotte,
it's a different kind of city. So
it's a little Atlanta. Yo, go ahead and prank call her ass then. Prank call her.
I can't prank call her. She know the fucking number.
Oh, that's right. Damn.
You ain't
you
right, Miss G.A.
Yo, prank call.
You ain't right.
Fuck it. Yo, call Shanae up. She forgot about us, y'all. Left her family up here on the show by themselves.
Oh, I wonder if she got some dick last night.
Nah, she a church girl.
Yeah,
she
tell
her ring,
man. That's what you think.
When I let go.
Hello?
Hey,
Princess Nay?
Hey, Princess Nay.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
What's up, girl?
You sound mad as hell, Nay.
Yo, Nay, she there? We lost
she
her?
She down,
me. She banged
hello?
On the show. She don't
today.
Love us. She banged on her own family. See, that's how she do it. She dirty, man. Yo, she banged on us, yo. She banged on us, yo.
She mad
that
as hell
must
right
been,
now.
That dude must have been ugly as hell.
Yeah. She answered the phone, man. She knew who was calling her.
Oh, wow.
She knows. She now mad she, right now.
Who the hell do she have? What happened?
Right back. I don't know. That's why I'm calling. Because remember, I sent her the number.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So what happened last night?
Yeah, we're in traffic right now, leaving some riverboat ride looking at some raggedy ass houses on the lake. So now we going back to some to go get something to eat because they're starving me and they haven't fed me since 9 o'clock this morning. And the person that was supposed to come rescue me did not come rescue me, so I'm done with all y'all.
No, wait, hold up. How you gonna be done with all of us and we didn't co-sign the person? That was Hollywood and Sean. We did not have anything to do with that. Yeah.
I just heard about it.
Who all was on the show today? Tell me that.
It's me, Kimmy,
y'all,
and
what's y'all trying to do? Prank call Princess Nay? This is not working. It's you?
No, that was Mr. G.A. who said that.
You know what, Mr. G.A., when I get off the bus in front of all the gospel grannies, I'm going
to
tell you a word or two.
Yeah,
it's
I want
not going
to
be nice ones.
I want you to, too.
No, we just
not
want to know
you
what
do,
happened tonight, because we didn't hear from you. And, you know, because the question out the guy's mouth was, does he have to be good-looking? When I heard that, I was
yeah.
like, what?
And he wasn't. He ain't. Because the first thing I said was, send me a picture. And when the picture came through, I said, oh, oozy boo boo, oozy boo boo. Yes, no, that's all right, I'm good.
That's a damn shame. You wrong for that. You wrong
DJ Aaron is back. His call must have dropped. He must be on the Boost Network or the Metro PCS. You know how men are. All
he got
men
the cricket.
He has a cricket?
Yeah, cricket.
We in the Now. Yeah. We in the Now Network. I'm in the Now Network.
There you go.
Okay,
now
well, y'all,
network.
My phone battery is going dead. Oh, my God.
Here we go again.
My phone battery is going dead, so
Joy,
I'm going to have to talk to y'all later.
Nay, nay. Bye, Nay.
Okay,
shut the phone.
I'm trying to find you some pretty dick tonight, honey.
Thank
you.
I greatly
appreciate it.
Go to church.
Y'all
have fun.
Go to church.
Charlotte.
Go to church. Check it out. Check it out one time. Check it out. I just
Who
went in there.
Who else is talking other than
Mr.
DA? Who is this?
This is A-Ron. DJ A-Ron.
Yeah, this is DJ A-Ron.
Okay.
Yo,
well, I'm
going to
call y'all back.
You sent some mixes?
I got you. I sent you the mixes. You should have them right now. I just went in there. I sent them to you. To 15, and then another 15. Shout out to Ace Hood for the drop. Yeah, I got some stuff in there for you. So.
Okay, I see one. I'm gonna download it and upload it. He said Ace Hood. I'm gonna say, don't he look like a rat? But no, that's Lil Wayne that look like a roach. My bad.
Oh, man, y'all wildin'.
Yo, Joe,
I want to give a shout-out to DJ Boo from Magic City for lunch today and get me fucked up in the afternoon.
Did he give
so, shout-out to DJ Boo.
Did DJ Boo give you some dick?
Not today.
Oh, shit, okay. She said not today. Okay. Cause
not today. He had to go to work.
In my experience, I fucked like maybe one or two DJs, and I swear they should stick to spinning records. That's all they should do.
Really? I had great experience with the DJs.
Wow. I ain't met a DJ that could handle me like he handled the tables.
Aww. You need to fuck with an Atlanta DJ.
For real?
Yeah.
I think I will find me a little white DJ, a little punk rock DJ. She might be able to handle me.
I don't think I have a white DJ. I might have to find that.
A
white DJ.
Or a Spanish DJ.
Motherfuckers on this show. Just nasty motherfuckers.
Tell them why you mad, Mr. DJ. Tell them why you mad.
I'm the mad rapper. I'm mad. Why you mad? That was a good one. Fuck you. Why you mad? I like
you know,
that one.
Most men that come on this show mad because they get exposed from DJs to booking agents to artists, motherfucking picture impersonators. Like, all men come on here and get exposed.
Hey, yo, dope girl.
Yeah, what's up?
We found out the Chalk, yo, she let a secret out last night. She been fucking her pillow, yo.
What?
Fucking her pillow. Chalk, tell her Chalk.
When I was young.
She did that since fifth grade.
Yo.
When I was young.
Yo, she been a freak since day one, Chalk. You been a freak for a long time, shorty.
We ain't did that since fifth grade.
That's
yeah,
crazy,
I was,
yo.
Okay, and at least, what you mean nasty? No, fucking you is nasty. Shut up.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You good one. Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to get you back for that one, though.
Get the fuck out of here. Making me mad.
I got you good last night, though, nigga, on the show. I drilled your ass at the end. I got you real good.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't like you.
I know you don't. It's all good. Yo, what's up, dope girl? Let me get a chicken box. You in Atlanta, right?
Man, you
let me get a chicken
out
box.
Here, man. I ain't no chicken box hoe. You trying to hold me right now, bro?
Oh, what?
Mortgage is due
Aaron.
On the 1st. Can you help me out?
What you say?
The mortgage is due on the 1st. Talk
man,
about mortgage
it.
Money, and we could talk about something.
Man, I need a chicken box. Fuck that.
Man.
I wonder if Aaron has ever paid for pussy.
Hell no.
Even Aaron.
Hell no.
He only said
you done paid something.
You
say
it.
Hell no. No, I ain't saying
shit.
You ain't been no pussy. Niggas don't buy pussy, y'all.
Pussy pay for itself. You ain't never gonna get no dollars out of me for no pussy.
Bingo.
Pussy pay for itself.
That's right. Pussy free.
Shit.
Everywhere you
Hell
go.
Hell yeah.
Miss G, right. I'ma fuck you up. I ain't no motherfucking chicken box broad. Oh, you a fucking Geritol senior citizen pussy fucking bitch. You know what, Miss G? You know I gotta ask about East St. Louis, because man, I'm telling you, man, I'll be hearing different things.
You had Murph on the show a couple weeks ago, didn't you? He didn't tell you what it like.
No, he was like from St. Louis, because when somebody said East St. Louis, I'm thinking it was like in Missouri. They was like, no, it's in Chicago. So
East St. Louis. That's down there. That's with them. That's Murph now.
I was told that where Murph is, he's in Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis is, you don't know your maps very well, do you?
This artist came on and he was like, he's from East St. Louis, and his part where he's from is Illinois. I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah, East St. is like on the border. It's like, I guess it's like the border of Illinois and Missouri. So it's like on the border, but that's south. Chicago is north. So they down and they south.
Because when the artist came on, he was like, they got it popping down there. Matter of fact, Lethal Cartel, that they pushing a single called "It's Nothing You Can Do With Us." You heard it?
I heard it. Shout out to Lethal Cartel. I fuck with them too.
But yeah, that's what they was telling me. And he's like, you from Chicago? I'm like, all right, shit. You know, maybe y'all done did some business. Well,
that ain't East Bay. They lied to you. They lied to you. That ain't nowhere near Chicago. Nowhere near that. They lied to you. You need to call them. What you say? You like exposing people, right? You need to call them because they lying to you. That's a whole different. That's completely different direction. They lying to you.
Wow. Or maybe they believe it. You know, sometimes when motherfuckers tell certain untruths, when you tell it so much, you actually believe it.
You're right.
Al Sween said to tell y'all, hey.
I'll tell Al. I said, hey.
I told him to call in.
I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm still uploading this mixed thingy, so I can go ahead and play that shit.
All right, play that. I gotta walk. I'm about to walk into this meeting, close this deal for next week. So I'm finna be out of here. But y'all got my mixes, and I'm glad y'all had me on. Appreciate y'all. Y'all definitely hit hard body on here. So I'm finna leave y'all alone. I'm gonna let people know that y'all go in for the kill on here. You better be ready when y'all come on this station, because
for real, man, they going hard.
But that's cool though, because you know a lot of these, you know what I'm saying, little spot, they soft. They don't want to ask they don't want to ask the shit that people want to know or whatever. That's what caught my eye with y'all, because I listened and y'all was putting Murph on the spot, and I was like, that's my man, that's my dude, and y'all was like, Ethan,
yo,
my
she
nigga,
going
like,
hard.
Yo, Ethan, my, you want to get your ass licked? I mean, my man didn't know what to do. He couldn't write a lyric on what to do. So, you know what I'm saying? But that's my dude. I was like, hold on, let me check y'all out. And y'all been like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you follow back, you responded. You know what I'm saying? Y'all good, definitely good people. So, any one of y'all, I don't know who else got a Twitter on here, but you know what I'm saying? You hit me up, I got you. I'll follow you right back.
I'm following
you. I appreciate
now.
Y'all. All right, that's what's up. I'm finna follow back. Okay. And then I'll get y'all some more mixes. I'll send y'all something else next week, too.
That'll work. I appreciate it.
Good
yeah,
too,
ain't
man.
No thing. It's all good. I keep y'all, keep them coming to y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you for dropping by.
No doubt. Yeah, I look forward. I'll be talking to y'all again soon.
Yes, you will. All
right, for sure. I'll holler at y'all.
All right, peace.
All right, one.
See, now that's a real person right there.
Yeah, all right.
He still lied about paying for pussy. I know he did.
Yeah, exactly. Talking
and
about
it's
him.
Not,
oh,
if
man,
he didn't pay for pussy, he licking ass. It's one of the two. Yes, I'm telling you, Mr. G ain't laughing because he over there working his tongue for something he gonna lick on tonight.
You know he ain't do that kind of shit. Stop playing, shot.
Mhm. Whatever, Mr. G, I'm gonna fuck you up for these little texts that you got going on.
What little texts I got going on?
Oh, this damn shit.
What shit? Twitter.
Yes. You at home in front of the computer. That's the only time your ass tweet because your BlackBerry ain't working because you can't kiss and hold your phone at the same time.
Oh, shit.
Can you say water damage, boys and girls? Even a five-year-old. Mr. G.A., why can't you piss and hold the phone at the same time? Your dick is not that big, sir. What the fuck?
You know my dick is that big. You know it is. It's that big. You know how big my dick is, Shock. Stop playing.
Is his dick really that big?
That big.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking.
Oh, I'll send a picture of my dick. I'm proud of my dick.
And you're not supposed to put that shit on TwitPic.
Oh, man, you ain't going there last night.
What?
They wasn't on there last night when I got online.
Okay, look, I put my video up. That motherfucker had almost 200 views. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I ain't see it on there last night. Are you sure?
You know what, Mr. G.I.? I told you I had to cut somebody out over that shit because they was trying to handle me. Never will you handle me. You better get your motherfucking mind right, for real. Fat bitch.
That bitch.
I swear I wish I had his old whack ass videos because I wish, boy, I would post that shit up. Motherfucker so fat when he take a picture, it the whole body. He got to take his shit in sections. Fuck out of here. You fucking with me today. I ain't had no sleep, well, a few hours of sleep. And I got business meetings today. And, you know, I have my kids to look after. I have Boogie and DA to look after today. I mean, I got a whole lot of shit on my mind. And what motherfuckers think about me on Twitter is not going to stop me. If anything, it's going to make me turn it up and start talking about their family.
Stupid, yo.
From their mama, their grandma, their junky ass aunt. I mean, anybody. Don't fuck with me today. I'm not PMSing. I'm good. Love the nature dome. I need to be dick down. So I am accepting applications for a one night stand tonight. So.
Oh my goodness.
She's a hoe. Let's go.
You know, Mr. J.
After every
you can kiss
show,
my whole
I'm
ass. You can kiss,
well,
you can kiss my whole ass. That's
a song.
That's
a song. That's a song. That's a song.
Yeah,
yo.
Whatever. You know, Mr. J. I'm going to play one of these mixes, so I ain't got to talk to you, because I see right now I'm going to have to fuck you up, like, real talk. It's going to be like one of them to death do us part kind of fuck ups,
right,
to
right,
where
right.
you're going to have to press charges, because I'll beat the fuck out of you. You really have to press
my
charges,
baby.
Like, damn, she did me dirty. Like, fuck yeah, I did you dirty.
You are dirty.
Call it what you want to call it. I'll be dirty, but I'm paid. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Like,
oh, my gosh.
That nigga talking dirty on Twitter. Y'all dirty.
Oh, shit. Oh, my.
What you looking at? I want to see.
No, you don't. Oh, man, I'm looking at my friend that is with Big Cat Records, and his background is a picture of him. And Big Cat got on this lime green.
No, ma'am. Already. No, ma'am.
Okay, on that note, we're going to go. Mr. G.A., Your dick game ain't gonna last long enough to smash nobody else. I shut you down, so you better shut the fuck up and mind your business. That's what you better do. And
stick
with what you used to.
You like
granny,
shit, baby.
You like great grandma pussy, so you better shut up. You like going to assisted living and picking up a bitch. Cause I mean, that way you can bring her back. She gonna be taking
that
care of her. You fuck the hell
up,
out
nigga.
Of her.
That
you make sure she got
up,
insulin
nigga.
And all that other shit like that. And then you keep
you're
removing. Yes.
Oh,
you sure do.
That's my baby. I like the fucking
child. But it's okay.
That's my baby.
It's all right. You know, yes, I'm your baby today, but tomorrow may be something different. You know, you might find somebody, you know, that got that good, good coochie, you know, an older person. That
older person? What the fuck?
Yeah, like a super older person. Have her take her dentures out and give you some of that old sloppy, sloppy wet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And him and Grandmaster D just have a field day on him. Toss the ass up like a salad. So while he fucking her mouth, he's like, take that. You know what I'm saying?
Get
that bitch a heart attack. And she's just going to grab my heart and be like, oh, Lord.
Hey, Chap.
Yes.
And I told them boys last night, Hollywood, and was it Sean on there last night? And I was like, yo, man, I ain't never in my life seen a girl whose mouth was as good as a pussy. Yo, they went bananas, yo. They was on
tell
the phone dying.
Tell me about it.
They
still
they
going
was like,
bananas.
Oh,
like, ooh, what a video went. I can't get the flag. I can't email it.
That shit had me dying. It's like, what? Yo, for real? I was like, yo, son. I signed that my life experience out there. It's like, for real? I was like, yup.
Now the motherfuckers went to bed thinking about some head and shoulders. I'm like, No. I can't help you. We're not doing it like that. We just going to chill the fuck out and have a good time. But yeah, they was ready to ride the wave, but they wasn't ready. See, it takes a certain kind of person that can ride the chocolate wave and not lose their mind. Because you get on here and you hear some shit, next thing you know, you all in for some shit.
Lost and turned out.
Exactly. So I'm going to play some of this music, and then I'm going to stop it, and then we'll talk, or, you know what I'm saying? So let's see. Can I pause this shit? Hold on. Let me see.
Yo, what it do? You already know I'm rocking with my top-notch DJ, DJ A-Ron. This young boy, A-Zood. And yeah, one of the biggest DJs in the game. One of the biggest DJs in the game. One of the biggest DJs in the game. One of the biggest DJs in the game.
Come on.
Same old, just a different day. I here trying to get it each and every way. Mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard, that's what I'ma do. Up in here vibe, bitch, to my household.
real, real, I die for. Creeping off in that Tahoe. All about that large on. Don't stop the party. We be getting gnarly. Old King Wasabi, homie, chiefin' like a Marley. Cause it's the same old. Just a different day. I here trying to get it, get it. Each and every way. Wait, mama need a house. Baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard. That's what I'ma do. Do.
I'm from Kingston, Kingston. Jamaica homes, cause I got 10 jobs, 10 jobs and 10 homes, but I don't leave the crib without my guns. You blowing money fast on this side, nigga. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah, One Nation. Under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah, One Nation. Under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
What type of Big Meech, Larry Hoover? Real niggas, hallelujah, it's for my real niggas, I swear to God, you know it's death before the sun, it's in my fucking heart, what type of Big Meat, Larry Hoover, real niggas, hallelujah, it's for my real niggas, I swear to God, you know it's death before the sun, it's in my fucking heart, 100 black Lux T's like the Taliban, and everybody jerks, flashing like the Everlane. That's the understatement. That nigga self pay. That's your understatement. What type of Big Meat? Jay Beezy. I peep. Throw Beezy. Cop the drop top. Roasted. It was baby blue. That's on Tito Dash. Yeah, this works for baby blue. How you blowing money fast? You don't know the crew. Oh, you part of the fam? Shit, I never knew. Y'all was supposed to make it hard. This is easy, oh. Pull up in that triple white. I think I'm Jesus, oh.
I
want to
see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's
going to
make me
dance.
And that's going to make me dance.
Little action on the hook. What the fuck you do, baby girl?
And that's going to make me dance.
Shout out to all my strip club niggas, man. Corleone B, there is what up. Yeah, it's Raiders. Eskimo. Funky. Boo.
DJ Pretty Boy, thank you.
Yeah, let's go.
Make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain.
I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma throw some 20s, ain't got no motherfucking chain. Do you want this money?
Yeah.
Did she keep on hollering?
Yeah.
Did she say she wanna go in with her ass go
party?
In my fucking house, ho. Put it in your mouth, ho. I'ma make it rain, Mr. Dark Cloud, ho. You so fucking wild, ho. That's my fucking style, ho. Then I bend her over and say, what's up with that stuff?
You wanna see some ass? I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
Who will be Russian going to prepare for an attack by an unknown?
Yeah.
bulldog, my motherfucking pet. A fofo bulldog, my motherfucking pet. I pointed at you and tell that motherfucker fetch. I'm fucking a good, she got a leg on my neck. I can push him out and ass, call that bitch triple threat. When I was in jail, she let me call her collect. But if she get greedy, I'ma starve her to death. Top down, it's a cat. Been fucking the world, and nigga, I ain't come yet. You fuck with me wrong, I knock your head off your neck. The flight too long, I got a bed on a jet. The guns are drawn, and I ain't talking about a sketch. I pay these niggas with a reality check. Prepared for the worst, but still praying for the best. This game is a bitch, I got my hand up a dress. The money don't sleep, so we just can't rest. And AK-47 is my fucking ass.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
Yeah, load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit some niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen.
Big black nigga.
Check this out. Sit down. The lesson begins now.
It's DJ A-Rod.
In the mix, y'all.
Every day I'm getting money. If I push it good, then every day I'm spending money. Throw it in the bag, throw it in the bag. I ain't got credit, but your dog got cash. Money, 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 stay out of my lane. Your team running laps, my team run the game. This is America, ain't shit free. I need my money tall, at least 6'3". Blacka, 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 money, money, money.
I wake up early in the morning. Round the crack of dawn, wave to my neighbors like, what's up? And tat it up, that bang in my trunk. Everybody in my city show me love. Because I got my fingers going hammer.
Aww. What's wrong with Jesus?
wrong with Jeezy?
He a fucking snitch, man.
Uh-oh.
That death before dishonor is a motherfucking lie. Why is that bitch still living? I told him that shit on Twitter the other day.
Wow.
I can't wait till certain shit come out. Motherfuckers is going to be shocked. But then some people ain't, because a lot of people already talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so what you do in the dark comes to light. And fucking with the dark side is not going to save your life. Nope. All it does is just give you eternal damnation. If I got to sell my soul to be successful, I'm going to believe in God and be Paul, because he's going to bless me when I need to be blessed the most.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
People just don't get it. They'll get it at the end on Judgment Day.
Yeah, well, it's too late then.
I know. You're going to be in hell, fucking rotten, burning pussy. Shit, I don't
Too late then.
Yeah, it's way too late. Motherfuckers don't care. So that's going to be another... Matter of fact, I'm going to have to find some people to come on and speak on that, because that shit going to be crazy. That's really going to be crazy. Then I think I'm gonna talk to this dude, and I'm gonna get some models to come and talk about photographers and shit, because you know this guy was saying that photographers got the game fucked up, and I can't even say photographers got to get not all of them, because I feel like this: if they done came across some women and they was willing to fuck to get what they needed. And they have more women that fuck to get what they needed than the women that just, like, I'm here to handle my business. You can't really fault the photographer if that's how females are coming at them,
that's,
you know, or if you got bad habits.
Who are shady, who try to trick you. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of females who, unfortunately, who are not that smart, who don't get it, who don't get when a nigga's trying to game you. And there are a lot of photographers who take advantage of that.
Honeys, listen, if you're doing a photo shoot and his motherfucking dick start getting hard, or he's rubbing his dick, or he's talking some shit, 9 times out of 10, that motherfucker gonna try you. Or
yeah,
if he
that's
talking
true.
About, let me see that pussy, or them nipples is big and like Africans, and I bet them shits taste good, and I was a breastfed baby, he might gonna try you. And what's crazy is, Mr. G.A., with you being a photographer, I know you're very professional. In the beginning, you was a whore. But, like, now, do you have females that try to give you some pussy to get the unedited thing, you know, to get that extra shit, I mean, that extra disc or whatever?
Of course. I'm saying, and see, in my photo shoots, I oil my girls down, so... Basically, I'm saying I owe them down nude, and then they get dressed, I'm saying, for the swimsuit and the lingerie shoot. But, you know, you can, I mean, they be, you know, moaning and groaning and trying to grab you and pull you to them and trying to do extra things to get ahead, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to be strong, like, yo, I can't do that. You know what I mean? But they ready to go.
You could do my part,
and you the wrong person to fuck. You ain't going to get them nothing but some chicken and a fucking Tom's blowout.
Right, they'll get less than what they came for.
Like a lollipop.
That's a city paymaster broad.
When you doing my photo shoot, Mr. G.A.?
When you ready, come on.
I'm ready right now. I need another photo shoot.
All right, let's get it. Come on.
Let's go. I need these for tomorrow.
All right, come on.
You can come to the house.
All right, I'll shoot you all day, all night.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell Shanae after that.
He'll shoot you up with some old bad dick in the
nutshell,
dick rotten.
Oh, my God. See, I'm professional. I shoot. You know what I mean? I don't touch the females. I mean, I keep it real clean. It's strictly business, yo.
You're a lie. You just said you oil them down.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting freaky, though. I'm saying I oil them down. Yeah, I got to oil them down.
That's
just first and foremost.
He it's gonna be clean and everything, meaning he gonna use a condom, and after he finished, he gonna go wipe you, clean you up. He got baby wipes on deck.
Yo,
that's
crazy. Yo, that's not true. Yo, she wrong for that. That's not true.
Now, as much as I talk about Mr. GA, I would have to say he is, you know what I'm saying, he mad cool. He mad cool. He about his business.
For she don't love me. She love me, that's all.
Lord,
she
Hammer.
Love me. She love me. Yo, you want to shoot for real? Let me know. I'll do it. I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm
we can do that.
No doubt. No doubt. You know what I mean? Just give me the address, and I'll be there in 45 minutes or an hour.
I don't know about
that. He's lying. He got to get on MARTA. He got to figure out the train and bus schedule.
Oh, I don't live on MARTA line now.
She's stupid, yo.
I don't live on the MARTA line, so.
He going to catch the train, last stop, and then hop in a cab.
Yo, she's stupid. Yo, listen. Yeah. No. Wait. Listen, I can't shoot you. I forgot I can't shoot you. You know why?
Lord, why?
Because Princess Nay said hell no.
Princess Nay said hell no. You cannot go near my sister. That's what she said. She's like, you're not going to have a sister.
Okay.
And I'm saying, I got to owe you down. That's just a must. I got to owe you. That's just in my contract. I mean, I got to owe you down, so, you know.
Anyway.
It is in my contract.
I don't even need to be oiled down in no pictures.
No, that's a must. That's just part of my routine. That's a part of my skills of being a photographer. I got to oil them down. That's just a part of it.
See, what does oiling down got to do with taking pictures?
Well, so it actually makes the skin glistening, you know what I'm saying, for the shot.
Oh, it brings out better pictures. It really
now,
feels like
right,
good.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm saying, and allowed, especially when you're shooting like lingerie or swimwear, you know what I'm saying, definitely. You need to oil down properly. And so you can't do it. You might have it too heavy over here and too light over here. And when I shoot, it's going to come out all fucked up. If I do it, it'll be perfect, yo. I'm telling you.
And I have to, you know, I don't really co-sign for Mr. GA like that. But when I had my first nude shoot, they oiled me down.
Hell yeah, they oiled
me
down.
And I was like, whoa, boy, them pictures came out so motherfucking good. I was like, who the hell is that bitch? This is, that's you. I said, look at my
mm-hmm.
dad.
Yeah.
Make
the whole body
with
a brand
new
body.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am interested though in a photo shoot for real, so we might have to set something up.
No doubt. Hit me up. I'm saying I'm here. Hit me up.
Okay.
I'll shoot you. I'll come to you. Don't matter. I'll come to you.
Okay.
I don't know if I
give me my address though. I don't know if I need you to know where I live.
You said what?
He's fine. He gonna bring his Polaroid and he gonna make you do it again, girl. You good?
Oh, shit.
Yes. He an excellent Polaroid photographer. Like,
go
girl,
out.
Stop.
Now, listen. Now, I do require, I do charge a fee, all right? I take a chicken box sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know what I mean? I don't
you know what?
That.
I'll do a home-cooked meal just for you.
No, the hell you
do,
won't, because I'm telling you, he greedy as fuck, girl.
He ain't gonna want to leave after that.
Nah, he gonna want about two meals. That motherfucker got big feet. That's what his food go to. He about 5'8", 5'9", wearing a size 14. Girl, stop.
Nigga, I'm 5'11", you retard. You stupid.
I had heels that night, huh?
Huh? You stupid, yo. 5'8". I got no 5. Are you crazy?
Oh, I had on heels that night, my bad.
Yeah, you had some tall ass heels too.
I had on some who?
Tall ass heels. Tall.
No, I had on some tall ass heels that night. We did that fucking in the eye lounge.
Those weren't bad.
I missed you on that night.
Huh?
I missed the eye lounge. I missed your eye lounge that night.
Yeah, we had Leprechaun out and everything.
Y'all stupid.
Yeah. Boy, you know what? I think we're going to go back there when I come down. Like,
it was
be
a nice
place.
It was a nice place.
I ain't smoking, though.
Oh my God. You have to smoke the hookah at least once in your life.
Smoke the hookah.
You have to hit the hookah.
Mm-hmm. I actually want to record myself smoking a blunt and see what happens. Hit the blunt and start booty shaking. I think I'll get a lot of views.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, yo, she real as hell. But nah, like, are you condoning weed? Like, nah. See, what happened was, this is a homemade cigar.
Right.
With real tobacco in it.
That's what the hookah is. It's flavored tobacco.
Yeah. You know what? I think I should do the hookah because then I can play with the hoes like I'm sucking a dick, and that shit will be fucking retarded.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, she loves sucking dick, yo. You can't stop her. She loves sucking dick. She's a dick sucker.
Well, I'm about to turn gay and start eating pussy, so I'm going to love that, too.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I'm giving up dick. I'm giving up dick. Yes.
I said that the other day, too. So, I'm done.
See, it works. See, Mr. GA, I'm not the only one that feels that way.
See,
sometimes
y'all
dick is
right
overrated.
Now.
Dick is overrated, for real.
Mr. GA, I don't got nothing to say. He said, yeah, it's
because
true. He don't got shit to say. So.
He knows it's right. He don't know what to do with himself.
So that's probably why he like old women. They don't complain.
They can't. They all drugged up and shit. What can they say? They happy to get some dick.
Exactly. Exactly.
They ain't got no walls.
Well,
none whatsoever.
I'm with no walls too. So
that's how Mr. GA. Damn. That's how Mr. GA like them.
No walls.
Wow, I am bugging off my fucking blog, yo. It's only 347, and 264 people have come and look at it today. Holy shit. Oh, damn, I got a blog about this show. Damn, I got to put a picture of Mr. GA's dick up. Wow, 1400 is what, 2 o'clock? 98
yeah.
People came. Oh, wow. This is quite interesting. I'm a numbers freak. I love looking at numbers.
So am I. I do that with my site. Actually, I'm launching my site tomorrow, so I'm hoping it does good numbers within the first week. But
oh, shit. Let me know. And, you know, I hope you push it. And I'm following you on the blog.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is a new site. So I moved the blog to a full website. So I'm going to do the models, the music. I got videos, mixtapes. So
oh, shit.
I'm expanding.
What's your site for you?
So, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. So,
who built your site?
Huh?
Who built your site for you?
I did it myself.
Girl stuff. I need old coochie sites.
I did it myself, so.
I'm trying to learn it. I downloaded WordPress on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Got to learn how to work it because they have BuddyPress where you can have your own social network.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But you got to pay for the plug-in. I think it's like $39 or something, or $35, and you get like 250 plug-ins a month. But all I need is that 1 month and just do my one plug-in, and you know what I'm saying? I'm good. But, yeah, because I'm tired of Facebook. I'm tired of...
Ning does the same thing.
Yeah.
Ning has the same thing you can set on social site.
Yeah, I did that, but me and Ning wasn't seeing eye to eye.
Okay.
Some fuck shit
okay.
They did. Yeah, when I sign up to do monthly and you keep trying to charge my card yearly, we have a problem. Then when you stop billing me and then you stop, not me, it's not because I didn't pay, then you want to come back and tell me that you go work out a payment plan. And I'm like, for what? That's y'all era.
Oh, no.
I didn't change anything. And then they still keep trying to take $500 out of my account. Miss me with
oh, my
bullshit.
God.
Yeah, so I went somewhere else. And then they say, you know, shit. I was able to upload, whatchamacallit? I was able to upload my members to my new site, and they got to keep their old login. And BuddyPress has the same thing for plug-in where you can bring over your CVS people that was with Ning and just create a new password. So to me, to keep my 1,600 members, it's worth paying the $39.
Yeah. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, so I mean, I can see that. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
So I'm like, Oh Lord, I'm tired. I'm ending early because I still got so much shit that I have to do.
I heard that it's Saturday. This is my like first Saturday that I didn't have to work, so I'm about to sleep for the rest of the night.
Oh wow, the rest of the night?
The rest of the night.
Who
the
does that?
Okay.
It's Saturday. We ain't sleeping. We're going to the mall. Fuck that. Let's roll. Come on, y'all.
Oh, let's go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Buy me something.
Mall, buy me something. For real.
I need some new shoes.
I'm trying to meet some motherfucking Air Force One. What size you wear, child?
I wear a 6.5 in kids.
Thank you. I was about to say the same thing. That means you could get them cheap.
All right, so that's two pairs. Let's see, one for
child. That ain't but $60 right there between me and Chuck. Right. So let's go.
All right, let's
I'll meet you at the mall.
All right, cool. Which one, Lennox or which one are we going to?
I don't know about Lennox.
People don't go to Lennox anymore. Don't they go to the Lennox station?
Nah, well,
his dad got played out, too.
Lennox station is cool.
They go to Lennox still. They be in Lennox Mall.
I don't do Lennox.
You don't?
No.
Damn, so you don't fuck
up. I ain't gonna lie. I love
they take
South
my car there.
Mall.
You would, of all the malls.
Stop the cab because they be having that good urban shit. I don't fuck with Greenbrier because you might get stabbed coming out that bitch.
Oh,
I don't fuck with that. I fuck with Gwinnett Mall. You know what I'm saying? I off of La Vista Road. I fucks with that. And then really, I fucks with the outlet mall on 85 in Commerce. As I'm coming into Georgia and as I'm leaving that bitch, I fucks with that.
Yeah.
You know, Lennox Mall, I go there when I want to be bougie, and I don't even like being bougie, but I might fuck around there and see somebody, and then be like, oh, shit, how you doing? But when I come, you know what, we're going to hang out at the mall and be recording and wild the fuck out and get some excellent footage. We're going to record it ourselves. I'll make sure my Evo is charged up and whatnot so I can keep it for the footage and stuff like that, bring my other little video camera.
So when you coming, Jack? When you coming?
Labor Day weekend.
Oh, damn, man.
Where you going to be, Mr. G? You going to be here.
I'm going to be right there with y'all niggas, for real.
You better be. It's my birthday, too.
Oh, is it? That's your Virgo, right?
Virgo.
Oh, you like
all
me?
Day.
Okay, all right. No wonder we got something in common. You're Virgo, okay? No wonder I like your style. You're good people. Good sign. That's a great sign.
Yeah. Great sign.
We the best ever.
Oh, when is your birthday?
September 17th.
Oh, mine's the 4th.
Oh, what's up, Dash? What's up, girl? Buy me a gift. Hey, come on, shit on first, yo. Buy me a gift.
Yes, crazy. You're going to take you to Denny's and get you a free dessert.
Exactly. You got senior citizen discount.
Hell yeah. Come in handy, too, for real. For real. I tell you what. Look, we exchange gifts, all right?
I don't know about exchanging no gifts, but I'll accept gifts.
Nah, we got to exchange gifts, yo, and make it better.
Okay.
All right.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, see, I mean, it's like you got gifts you get in the box, you know what I'm saying? My shit may cost more than yours and vice versa, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So your shit, you buy more, you spend more money on me, you know, my shit's a little bit cheaper, it's all good. It don't matter. It's
hell no.
What do you mean, hell no?
Oh, hell no.
Right?
Now you playing.
Hey, yo, remember that shit when y'all was younger for Christmas and shit? You go there and buy your parents all this nice shit. You open your box, it'd be a fucking pair of fake-ass unnamed brand jeans and shit. What the fuck is this shit, yo?
I got good shit as a kid.
Nice shit.
I don't know what you talking about.
Huh?
I got good shit as a kid.
Oh, shit. I'm from the hood. I'm from the hood, baby. Shit, open that box, you might find a motherfucking jar of peanut butter in that motherfucker. With 5 spoons.
Wow.
With 5 spoons. You nigga better dig in. Fuck it. It's all
wow.
Good. Hard times.
That's a damn shame.
I ain't fucking with y'all. Y'all niggas crazy. Yo, so Chuck coming out for Labor Day weekend. We're going to party. Have a good time.
Yeah.
The whole weekend. That whole weekend. Hell
yes.
We ain't, look, listen, I'm going to get a hotel for us. I'm going to get a suite.
we ain't going home, all right? Chop, Shanae, Dope Girl, Impression, we're going to stay all and stay in one suite with GA, my
well,
treat, all right?
You funny.
Huh?
You funny. You trying to act like you doing us a favor.
No, I'm saying that's all good. I'm saying I'm going to get it up. I'm going to get a big-ass suite, you know what I'm saying? Downtown, let's say Ritz-Carlton Hotel. We
oh,
all
stay
in one big suite, all of us together. You know what I'm saying, a family and shit, you know what I'm saying? Just me.
Like
GA.
A family.
Yeah.
Right, just
me
you.
And all
your
bros.
What happens
when we
want to
smash something?
Do what?
What happens when we want to smash something? We can't
smash on site.
A happy family suite.
We're going to smash on site. We won't
what?
Smash on site, huh?
Who is we going to smash on site?
Me and you. Me and Dope Girl. Me and Shanae 2000.
Look at you.
And, I'm saying we all in one room. We're going to smash
terrible.
On site.
Terrible.
See, I knew it was a catch to that bullshit.
You know it had to be, nigga. It had to be a catch.
Yeah, especially him talking about he paying for a room. He don't pay for no damn room. She let him get a room, but then he slide through.
He slide through. Oh, shit. Yo, where you at, bro? I'm over here. I'd be about half an hour. Slide on through there and check you out for a minute. I like that kind of shit, though. It makes me who I am to this day. GA. Mr. GA.
Mr. GA.
That's right. He's a bad man. And he's not an old man. I don't know why Chuck calls me an old man. I'm not an old man.
He's an old man.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
27. 27.
How old?
27.
55.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, 27.
Oh,
Chaka
you sound young, 50. No.
Chaka is 50 years old. She a hater. She look young. She's an old-ass broad.
You just an old man. 27, that's too young.
I'm still young, but Chaka's old, though. Chaka old as hell.
Anything. Call it what you want to call it.
She 50. That pussy about 26 and a half. That head, 21.
You stupid as hell.
Lord. Oh, man. Listen, when they come to, I don't want to go there about that head, girl, because I get excited on the phone. I start talking fast and stuttering and slobbering and shit. I'm just trying to keep my composure.
Yes, you do.
Because, yo. That head, she got dangerous. She got some dangerous head for real.
Are you getting some t-shirts made, Chuck?
Yeah, I gotta work on that. We should get head game as a felony t-shirt.
Yes,
and start
I want a
t-shirt by Labor Day. I'm gonna work on that. I'm gonna work on that this way, and then the chocolate wave, chocolate city. Especially with me going to Radio 1 next month, I really need to get that. So.
Oh, wow. That's what's up, Radio 1.
Yes,
yeah, 2 to 4. It's like I'm their BET Uncut. So,
oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so I'm
what's
about to
up.
Cut it out.
Congratulations on that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be right there with her supporting her, yo, every day.
Yeah,
every
man.
Every day supporting her ass, yo. We're going to be right there with her.
You ain't got no job, Mr. GA. What do you do? Wait for hoes to come take photos?
Nah, I'm a stripper.
Mr. GA is Tommy from Mort.
I'm a stripper. I'm a stripper.
Like I said, he's Tommy off of Martin.
And you Tommy's sister. You his sister. You don't do shit.
Everybody see my job every day. Everybody see my job every day.
Nigga. Your job is on this phone, on your fucking mouth. That's your job. My job is booking shows, honey. That's my job.
Is booking shows?
That's right. I book shows.
Oh, I need you.
You do?
I do.
Say it again.
No, nah, man. Oh. That's a one-time deal.
She said, oh, I need you.
That's
okay,
a one-time deal.
What you need? Oh, you don't use me. Throw me away. That's some bullshit. What you need?
That's how we do, baby. Love them and leave them.
Ain't that some shit? Damn.
We ain't saving no dick around here.
Dope girl just got a foul mouth. Remember first day on the show? She is so nice and quiet and sweet and meek and humble. Now you're just a dirty broad like your sister and like fucking Chalk Mommy. You
I'm
just like the
you.
Broads now, boy. You dirty.
I'm not dirty. I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
You good, dirty? Oh, somebody on Skype. Who on Skype?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
I am.
Huh?
I am.
Oh, you on Skype? Oh, damn. Pat the Skype off then. I live
telling
on
you
Skype.
All that. Not on here.
Huh?
I'm not telling you on here. I don't want everybody to know on my Skype.
Yo. If you on Skype, man, that's my shit. My life. Stay on the Skype.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's
like
how
that.
You be screening your photo shoot girls.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure they're the right ones I'm talking to.
That's how you screen them.
Oh, you're not falling for it. You a sucker. You a sucker. Dope girls are not falling for it.
Y'all is crazy. But it is 4 o'clock. I have meetings to go to, and then I got to get back up with Big Cat Records today and whatnot. 24th is the showcase. Big Cat Records, a couple of artists. Freaky Zeke, 730 Dips will be in the building. Chalk Mommy will be in the building. I will be turning it up live. I might even take my panties off. Chalk Mommy ain't got no panties on. I might walk in that bitch with no panties on. I don't know. But, yes, Tuesday we have Spider Loke coming on. I can't wait. That's 40 Glock's other half. They put out an album together. They released it in March. He's trying his hand in writing. He has a DVD coming out. Then on the 22nd, we got Rocket. On the 26th, we got Flesh and Bone. On the 29th, we got Lazy Bone. And in August, we got Espy. We got Jason. We got McCleazy. And we got some of the artists from the Urban Wrestling Federation.
Oh, my
so,
God.
You know, I'm going to ask them motherfuckers if they pay masters. I'm waiting for one particular rapper to say no. And I might put his ass on blast because he paid. Me.
Oh my goodness.
That's gonna be a good one, boy. To see how motherfuckers lie. But you know, he's sweet, so I might let him live. As long as he don't go in here talking all cocky and shit. Then it's going down. It might be the first where I really expose a motherfucker on my show like that. But y'all know, I gotta do it some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. So, Erica, I'm going to call you tonight because we got some things to talk about. Mr. G.A., I'm going to call you because I got to give you them people's numbers and stuff that's trying to get up with you and whatnot. And we just going to have a good day today. And y'all get together and do that damn photo shoot.
Yeah, matter of fact.
He actually is good, Erica, because his stuff is on Facebook.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he's Facebook official.
Yeah.
I'm official anyway.
We'll see.
But I've shot some of the girls on Facebook, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of girls on Facebook I shot.
Okay. Yes. Well, let's set something up soon.
Well, you on Facebook, right? Is she my friend on Facebook, shot?
No. I don't have a Facebook page. I have a business page, not a personal page.
Ah, shit. All right. Well, get my information from Chalk, then. She'll give it to you, all right?
Okay. I'll get it from you, nigga.
I don't have your number.
Y'all on Twitter.
You on Twitter?
I ain't too much number on no damn Twitter. You crazy?
No, DM.
He's slow. He's slow.
Very. That's how New Yorkers are.
Fuck you, Jack.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you now, but shout out to you guys, and have a good, enjoy the rest of your day. It's Saturday.
Oh, and get higher, get tipsier, get late.
I'm about to.
Shake some booty. All right, I love y'all.
All right, love you too. Bye.
All right, dope girl.
Bye.